This is Matt Wells at UN News. As countries all over the world restrict the flow of goods to halt the spread of the COVID-19 virus, one UN agency has come up with a plan to help keep vital food and medical supplies on the move. That agency is the UN Economic Commission for Europe, and it's just launched an online observatory on border crossings all over the world. The tool can be used by transport companies to keep goods flowing as smoothly as possible, as Jean Rodriguez tells Daniel Johnson.
What we're seeing is that a huge amount of countries have imposed transport restrictions, both for passengers and for goods, over the last weeks. And well, some of those are perfectly understandable in order to protect the population and to limit the spread of the virus. What we're saying is that they should be limited to the maximum extent possible to allow for the normal flow of goods, especially for goods which are absolutely indispensable, like food and medical supplies.
And you're also talking about oxygen. Obviously, with COVID-19, people need oxygen who have respiratory difficulties.
Absolutely. This is something on which we will come back later on this week. But we have an international convention on the transport of dangerous goods called the ADR, which caters for the national, in the EU, it caters for the national transport, but more globally, in all the other countries, it caters for the international transport of dangerous goods, including fuels, for instance, which is also very much important at the current juncture, but also medical supplies, and in particular gases like oxygen. So the hospitals receiving oxygen to treat the most at-risk patients which need breathing help, they need that oxygen, and that oxygen is being delivered by trucks, by tankers on one hand, or via bottles. And in both cases, the rules and regulations applying to the transport of this gas is managed via this agreement. So there's a number of measures that have to be taken to ensure the smooth flow of those supplies, especially at this current juncture. And we're working on that with countries to take the appropriate measures to ensure the maximum availability of these materials wherever they're needed.
And just let's talk about one of the measures that UNECE, the UN Economic Commission for Europe, your agency, has to promote the flow of goods and essential goods, as you say, with no physical contact. Maybe you could tell me about some of those without physical contact measures, which might actually reassure countries that they can leave their borders open.
Yes, well, we've got a variety of tools, including the digitalized way of working in our TIA convention, which allows for the flow of goods to cross several borders. If all these countries which are crossed are all contracting parties to this particular convention. So you seal the truck at the country of origin, and it can cross many borders with only showing the papers. The trucks are sealed, and the customs and the border controls can be then sure that nothing has happened to that cargo up until the arriving point. So those procedures exist. What we're calling on countries is to use them to the maximum extent possible. The current countries applying them are using them, and many other countries could possibly start using them. Of course, this requires preparation, so it's not something that can be implemented over a couple of days. But we also want to raise awareness on the existence of those tools.
Obviously, it's important that transport continues to happen because of these essential fuels and food and medicines and oxygen particularly. But at the same time, we're trying to stamp out COVID-19. So there has to be an element of expectation that there will be disruption, surely.
This is exactly what we're saying. We understand that the pandemic and the measures taken by countries to limit the spread of the virus impose certain controls that did not exist before. What we're saying is that to the extent possible, these measures should be limited to what is needed and not aggravated on things which are not needed. What we also say is that by adopting measures which are not coordinated with the neighbours or are not coordinated with the partners in regional organisations, in the EU, for instance, or in other regions of the world where regional agreements on the transport of goods exists, these are putting additional burdens on the and additional hurdles on the flow of goods, which are not necessary, neither for the fighting the pandemic, nor for maintaining to the maximum extent possible the economic activity.
And your appeal for supply chains to continue, for transport, for trucks and boats to carry on transporting vital food and fuels and medical equipment around the globe, how big is your reach at the UN Economic Commission for Europe?
What we're announcing today is the launch of the observatory to provide as much information for countries worldwide. You can see on the observatory that we've got countries which are not at all in our region. So we've got agreements covering many things. Some of these agreements are regional, quite a few are global. But this observatory will include and is including already information both on our 56 countries, but potentially on pending we have available information and the countries. We'll provide information for all countries in the world.
And very last question to you. If you could just take a step back, I don't suppose the UNEC has ever really seen this kind of test to multilateral cooperation before in its history. So as the organisation that really looks after all sorts of international conventions on transport and air pollution norms, as well as many other things that we don't have time to mention now, how have these conventions actually withstood the challenge posed by COVID?
Well, I think none of us has ever faced something like this. What we're seeing is that countries are coming together on some in some areas to adopt the measures and to negotiate the measures that will facilitate the flow of goods in certain instances, and this is already happening, and we'll make some further announcements in the coming days. Of course, our call is for multilateralism and countries to continue to cooperate, because in our globalized world, in many instances, the solution is just not manageable at national level. And on top of that, the other side of the coin is that the measures taken unilaterally by one country can have spillover effects on its neighbors or on other countries further down the supply chain or further down the road. And as the UNECE, this is what we're trying to minimize.